Dafnon Gimel Maral the Taisus. Who kshur le Erev Shabbos? Rashi said that it's kshur from Erev Shabbos. It's considered a malbush for the donkey, but if it's not tied to Erev Shabbos, it's considered a masin. Also, we can explain that if it's not tied to Erev Shabbos, it looks like he's mischaven to take out the merdas separately. Rav Reim Parat explains it looks like as if he's not mechaven to carry the behemoth to a faraway place. If you're going to say it's not kshur at all, pshita. And you don't have to ask a question in the ratio that says, Bizman Shikshura, Ha in the Kshura, because the Derech of Mishnayos is this way, as Mesechsavay. The Zod says, Edor Masubachila, Kvosh and pickle things that you put wine in. And Sefer says, Ve'elu Matarim Bachila, and Kvosh and Shein Daklas, and Pekel Trefer, we mentioned Elik Shevis, even though that we can hear from the ratio. Taisa says, let's be pushing the ratio that Kshura from Erev Shabbos, we're speaking Erev Shabbos, since he has to say Bizman Shikshura, because without it, I would know that it's speaking Kshura, because it's not Kshura Pshita that's Osir. Because maybe it'll fall, and he might come to carry it, as it says here. Elavad the bezman shikshur by Shabbos. So Taisa says in the Reisha, I wouldn't be pushed. Adar, I would think that this is why it says bezman shikshur. Tell him that even kshur by Shabbos, because if he wouldn't have said, I would think dafka kshur by Erev Shabbos, but kshur by Shabbos maybe wouldn't work. Kamashman that works. Therefore, he's medayik from the sefer. What about litna medasa gabachma b'shabbos? And you can't ask it because ain't kli nitl el adavar nitl, because behem is ksir adavar nitl, since he can carry it and bring it to any place he wants. Rasa b'nasan, they asked if it's usher, can't explain because he looks like he wants to take the behem to a faraway place, because hakri daig, that the one that's matta b'trask, kolshka medas. Can't explain that he wants to ask in the chotza otter shesaram, as it says by gabe isha, b'me isha, because by behem they weren't goyza. It says later on, azug, it can go in the chotza. So the reason says, the reason is we have tichel b'shabbos. Even though you're allowed to do kirtzov in the second paragon beya, combing it over there has a tzar, very much a tzar, therefore you're allowed to do it. Or it's not mutter only in yontov, but Shabbos it's also. Taisus Hashanu, we have two Taisus Hashanu. Ikashag, Ukashag Abachumar, the saddle on the donkey. Says, open up the ukav and shake it and it'll fall, as we see in Perikal Kisoy, by Behemta was to Inutevel. So Taisus, so there, speak about bags that your Behemta could get ruined, but because of the saddle, the Behemta won't get ruined, therefore they weren't martyred. You let hang a basket. Taisus says, let it be also because it's Mishtanj of Alachayim, just like you're not allowed to put a candle on top of a palm tree on Shabbos, as Mishtanj of Chubber. So Taisus says, over there, you shake the branches. But here, he's not shaking the behemoth with this by hanging it on him. Rasa Rabnasan wanted Aser, Afser, because maybe he might come to Mishtanj of Alachayim. Efsher is because he was Mishtanj. Arich is the name of a king, it says Arich Mechal Aser, and he said it better than all other kings because he was had the word Ari in it. Arioich. He heard that he was Messiah, but even though he passed like Rabbi Surah, that's the Gabbai Shmuel alone. But here Rabbi Yochanan holds like him. But Rav, so therefore he passed like Shmuel. The Brice of Ukav, he also passed like Shmuel. This is what he answers. Oh, here, Lechama Kanatzan in the Mishnah that says you're not smearing and helping wounds for a behema that we bring later on, argues on Rav, as Rashi explains. And Tosafos says, what's the kasher? Maybe a speaker with a basket that he hung up from Erev Shabbos, but they hang on Shabbos, even Luchot says also. So he's Medayik. Since it says Rosh Hashanah by Traskel more than the other things, because all of them are speaking Rosh Hashanah, Chaps Rosh Hashanah, that even that in the Chatz will be mutter in any which way. Taisus and Daf Nun Gimel with Beis. For instance, the Tchum was Muvlim. Nevertheless, they weren't matter only Derech Kriya. But to go towards Vehemah and to chase into the city, they weren't matter. So one says to Machlekes Tanur, Rebbe knew very well it's Machlekes Tanur, but he'd rather say, like two Stam of the Brais, according to one Chatan, and whether he says he can't, he can't. So the Kan Yabish, then it's mutter. The Chalav, you can't. Rash explains the Chalav, which goes into the cup, into the holder of the milk. Tais says that's Zichra Masa, and everyone holds his Chayav, so Zichra Gufa. So Rav Parat said the Chalav is to watch, keep the milk in the breast, so it shouldn't go in the udders, it shouldn't drip down to the ground. And that, the Tanakam is mutter, just like Rechen Kuna, is that we consider a Malbish, even though it's not for itself, only to watch the wool. The Ri explains that whether it's a dry out or for milk, both are done so it shouldn't get scratched by the thorns. As we see of Basamach, and the Yavish is when he doesn't want the milk, it's mutter because he makes it tight. And then you don't have to worry, maybe it'll fall and come to carry it. But by the Chalav, when he wants just to save the milk, he doesn't want it to get dried out, he doesn't tighten it that much, maybe we could say it might fall, it might come to carry it. They were tied up, connected to Zechrus and the males, and the Vuvin is not to become close. So it says, how do you know? Because it says in the Sefer, you pick up the tail. You could have brought a raya from Kvulas, which is Mamushka and Zeh. But it says, Shkuzas is more Beresha. That's why he mentions it. We'll see tomorrow what the Kvulas and all these things are. This is the end of Tosafos Daf Nun Gimel.